Right, would you like some juice with that?
Mm-mm.
Okay, yes, then. Right, would you like a fork?
Please.
There you go. Can reach that. Piece of cheese, some sausages, and some bread. Get you some juice. Have you drunk your juice from earlier on?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Just checking where all the beakers are. I've got 3, 4. Yes, they're all here. Do you feel quite thirsty today?
Yeah.
Go up and with that. Just eat with it, please. You have to get some more juice when we go shopping because I don't think you've got very much left.
We always don't have much juice, do we?
No, well, I think the thing is, Daddy's started drinking it, hasn't he, quite a lot?
Mm.
I want to make juice for you, I only put a little spot of juice in. But Daddy likes it a bit stronger, so he puts much more in. Am I going to make a cup of coffee now?
Then I can have more.
Sorry?
Then I can't have any.
Oh, well, there's plenty for you. We don't very often run out. Anyway, you like drinking milk and there's water. My mummy always used to say to me, there's always water in the tap when you're thirsty. Water's very good for you. Just plain water.
I just drank some water then.
Did you? No, it is good for you, water. You should drink a lot of plain water every day, or bottled water.
Nanny says, I had some bottle of water.
Yeah, we have bottled water when we go to Spain as well, don't we? Then we go on holiday. We drink water from a bottle, don't we?
Mm.
Rather than turning the tap on. Okay, does that taste good?
Mm.
I'm having something very similar. Just going to have a list and say something to me just so I can hear if anything's working. No, something nice.
Hello, silly Billy Mum.
Hello, Thomas Henry.
Did you hear that?
Yes. Right.
You know my old feet, they can rest on that, do you know?
Sit up properly, please. Took you a little bit more. Hold on tight. That's it. Ooh.
I like doing this one.
What's that?
I love this one.
Sausages. You do like sausages, don't you?
That's what you usually have for snack.
What do you
usually have sausages for snack.
Oh, I don't think so.
We only have chocolate, biscuit, cucumber.
I can't say no. Cucumber. I'm trying.
I'll try some cucumber. What is it, Kay?
Cucumber.
Cucumber.
I
don't want that.
Oh, I thought you said when you tried it again you wanted to try to eat it.
Most of my little cucumbery.
Well, I'm just putting it in with this sandwiches I've got.
Got you. Oh.
It's a big piece of cheese. We forgot to get cheese the other day. It was on the shopping list. But we didn't buy it. So that's the other thing. We've got to get juice and cheese.
And bread.
We need bread. Yes, I mean, there's plenty of the French stick, which is what we've got for lunch. But bread for sandwiches and bread for toast, we haven't got a lot.
The host.
And we need some more food for Purdy. And I need some more
sugar. I'm just looking at Purdy when she's in her bed.
Oh, yeah? The photograph we've got on the fridge. Mm. With Purdy in her bed, she's not in her bed at the moment, is she?
She like her new bed, does she?
Oh, she does. She does like it, but she's not in at the moment. She's outside. Anyway, she couldn't get in her new bed because look what's in it.
Mm.
Your fireman's helmet.
My stringer.
And what?
Mm-mm-mm. can't say that.
You can't. Oh yes, you can't talk when you've got things in your mouth, can you?
Actually, I think we need to slide down a road, isn't it?
Sorry?
Everyone will find our boat on there.
Oh, Tommy, stop being silly now.
I usually slide in Birdie's new bed now, don't I?
Mm. You slide around in Birdie's new bed?
Mm.
So what sort of thing did Miss Ashworth and Miss Lonsdale used to give you for snack?
This week. Little buns.
Little buns?
And cake.
Mm-hmm.
Birthday cake. This is my birthday. I was four.
Yeah.
I think it was three.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had more birthday cake.
You must have had something else. What about cheese and milk? And
we didn't have anything.
You had fruit, because I remember in your nursery report it said that you liked all fruit. Thomas, will you sit round clocking please at the time? Thank you.
I do what my bones once did a long time.
It doesn't matter what your bones want to do, you have to learn some table manners.
No, no.
Yes, you do. Sit up. I'm not sitting about now, Thomas. Stop being rude. Up. You won't be able to go to Buckingham Palace and have Queen with a tea. Queen with a tea. Tea with the Queen. If you don't learn manners.
What Queen?
Queen of England.
I'm going to see her.
No. But she wouldn't invite you, even if she was thinking of. Unless your table manners improve. We know somebody who's been to see the Queen, though, don't we?
Pussycat.
But, oh, Pussycat, yes. Pussycat, Pussycat, where have you been? I've been to London to visit the Queen, but it wasn't that person I was thinking of.
Purdy?
No.
Brum.
Who?
Brum.
Brum. Now, what about Mrs. Wilson?
She's in the nursery.
She's in the nursery, is she? Mm. Well, she went to Buckingham Palace, didn't she?
Mmm!
You remember?
She got a gold medal.
Yes, that's right. She didn't actually see the Queen, though, did she? Because the Queen was away. She saw Prince Charles.
Must be Prince then.
Mm. Do you think she saw a little mouse frightening the Queen underneath her chair?
I see my favourite fruit.
What's your favourite fruit?
Remain.
Pardon?
Those fruit that have brown skin.
Peaches?
No.
Nectarines?
No.
Apples?
No.
Pears?
No.
That's the only fruit I have, apples, oranges, pears.
No, it's the orangutan.
Orangutan? Orangutan isn't a fruit, wasn't it? What are you looking at?
I have to do an orangutan.
Thomas, what's an orangutan? Oh, you giddy child. What's an orangutan? Thomas!
What did you say?
What are you looking at that things look... I just can't talk then. What are you looking at that makes you think of an orangutan?
Your orangutan!
My arms look like an orangutan. Oh, thank you very much.
Orangutans have so much dirty things in them that you...
Oh, that's not nice.
Your orangutan.
No.
Orangutan.
I thought you said it was your favourite fruit.
Mm.
You did, because you said those round things with the skin alike.
With nuts inside them.
Mm-hmm.
And taste like mummies.
Well, I think what we'll do for Daddy tonight, we'll do boiled orangutan and rice, shall we, for his tea?
Yeah. Go to orangutan.
Where have you learnt about orangutans?
Huh?
Where have you learnt about orangutans?
At orangutan school. Yeah.
At orangutan school.
Yeah.
No, don't be naughty. Come on, Thomas. I know we're having a laugh, but please eat your lunch nicely.
We're not going to Princess Blessing. The parcel may up.
No, the postman brought Birdie a present this morning, didn't he?
Mm. We'll have a look at it. Someone thought it must be Birdie's birthday.
Mm, it's not, though, is it? We'll have a little look in a minute and see what it is after lunch.
Oh, what is it?
Thomas, turn round. I mean this now, you must sit nicely at the table. Turn round, please. Thank you. Mouse part. Sit up, Thomas. I'm going to get very cross with you.
Sit up, Tom.
Right, just sit still before I get very cross. Well, if you don't eat anymore, that's fair enough. It's your loss. But, oi, when you leave the table, there's nothing else. You're a bit of a biddy today, aren't you?
You look a bit of brown. Look.
Well, it's a sausage, Thomas. Of course, it's going to have a bit of brown on it. And if we cook an orangutan for Daddy's tea, it's going to have lots of brown on it. Do you not think Daddy would like that?
Would.
You would? Mm, do you think I've got a pan big enough? How big are orangutans? That big? Oh, wow. Well, I don't think it fits in the microwave. It might not fit in the oven either. Wrap it in foil and just put it straight in the oven, couldn't we?
If you put foil on it, it'd be that big.
Mm. We couldn't boil it. It would have to be roast orangutan. Excuse me.
You could call it roasty.
Roasty. Probably call you something as well if it knew what it was going. You were going to do to it.
Burst it in. Burst it into the oven.
Sorry?
Burst it into the oven.
Burst it into the oven?
Get all the juice up.
You mean push it in? Squeeze it in? Is that what you mean by burst it in the oven?
No, get all the juice out.
All right. Mm-hmm.
The juice makes the fat.
It does. Mm-hmm. It's quite quiet, isn't it? Did you? What was it, a bird or a train?
Bird. Train.
Oh, I heard something there, but it sounds like somebody moving something outside. It sounded like somebody was dragging something quite heavy.
Perhaps like a bulldozer.
I would imagine everybody, ow, dragging him. Thank you, Tom.
Dragging it out.
I've just fallen over the mop bucket.
And then they're driving them, meow.
I can't imagine anybody dragging a bulldozer. Perhaps somebody's bringing an orangutan up the path. What do you think?
Yeah. Let's just sing orangutan. Orangutan to your bangutan.
Oh.
What?
You nearly fell off the table then, didn't you? Well, your arm fell off. Right, so we're finishing off with a piece of fruit cake. Fruit loaf, would you like some?
Mm. I hate it.
You don't hate it.
I do!
You didn't hate it the other day when you had it.
I just had teeny bites.
Mmm. in teeny bites several times. Every time we walked past, he had a teeny bite, until in the end there was nothing left.
Nearly.
Catalogue's come through today about the books.
Must have heard us say we want. Can I have a look?
You can have to lunch, yes.
No, I don't want any more lunch anyway.
No, come on, try and eat a bit more. You've not had any bread yet.
I'm full up. Yeah. I'm only full up. Full up, Mum.
This book would suit you, Thomas.
What?
It's read. It's a book called The Queen's Knickers. A charming, very funny and genuinely affectionate picture book in which a little girl looks forward to the Queen's visit to her school and wonders what knickers Her Majesty will choose to wear. Will they be her at-home knickers, adorned with corgis, or her garden party knickers? Or perhaps her woolly Balmoral ones? Both children and adults will love this classic book with its endearing insight into a child's imagination.
Did you say it again?
No.
Oh, please!
We buy these books at Mrs. Platford's, don't we? And it raises money for...
Knickers!
Doesn't raise money for the nursery, but what happens every time you buy a book, then points go to the nursery, and when the nursery have got so many points, they can buy new books.
Mum, I fall up.
Well, that's fair enough, Thomas, but I'll tell you now.
To eat a sausage!
No, if you leave the table now, you can tell me as many times as you like this afternoon that you're hungry, but I am not giving you anything else till tea time.
Come on, let's go over that plate.
No, because I haven't finished my lunch. Will you turn round, please? Why don't you have a piece of bread, Thomas, because the sausage alone won't really fill you up. And you kept saying to me, I'm hungry, I want my lunch. And now you've got your lunch, you're hardly eating it. Right, you've got to stop now, because can you see what I can see up there?
Red light. Red light,
so the battery's going flat. So we'll just have to stop now. Somebody's cutting their grass, isn't it?
No.
Can't you hear it?
I think.
Is somebody cutting their grass, Poppy?
There's so much
grass. That was silly, wasn't it? This afternoon.
Oh,
you do. Look at the shape of the batteries, they are actually quite flat to look at.
Like a bat!
flat like a bat. They're oblong, aren't they? They're flat. But a flat battery means it's run out. You know,
like a flat
battery. No, sit up. Sit up, please. No.
When the battery's squashed,
well, you know how you've got batteries in some of your toys?
Yeah.
And we always say to you, must remember to turn it off when you're not playing with it, otherwise the battery will go flat. And what it means is it will run out of power. Oh, lordy, lordy. That's so loud now, there's nothing I can do about it, because it's not... Oh, Thomas, am I going to do with you? Kitchen, everything is on the same level, but they're built one on top of another. That's coming out. Sun's coming through and I don't know why.
Red battery.
No, it's not the lights.
It's a squashed battery.
I don't know why. I'll have a listen, but you've just talked to me again. Let's say something else to me, please. Oh, the lawnmower's gone off. Yes, I can hear that.
Black squashed battery.
Right, it's this one again. Got problems with us. Right, so tell me something about squash batteries and flat batteries and
Mum's day doesn't look like a squash battery.
When I said say something, I didn't mean something real.
That's what it can only say.
You'd be wishing you weren't yourself in a minute. When I come to turn off and play with those blinds, right, I think that's it. Actually,
I'm a big train moving along the road.
No, don't tell us, because the blind will break if you mess with it.
Makes the good noise.
We've got a problem with one of the aerials. Because...
And the thingy must wear a racing car.
No, not the aerial of the racing car, the aerial of the recording equipment, because the orange light keeps going off and the aerial doesn't seem quite right. And every time you turn it round, it's...
green.
Yes, only green. The orange one's going off.
Mum, are we looking for this present?
Yes, we can now. Have you finished your lunch?
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. Right, please finish that bread and then I'll have it. No, sit back.
Don't want any more.
I don't mind whether you want any more or not. I'll just sit back and have it. Thomas. Right, can we just stand up, please?
I just have this.
Right, sit back at the table, please. Right, I'll put those sausages back in a little pot. There's another tank, can't we? Yes, finish that piece of bread, please. That'll be a good boy.
Rolling underneath.
But just remember, that's it now. Okay, you can have a piece of fruit if you like. Would you like some fruit?
Oh.
Pardon? No, thank you. The washing's on the line. That is looking good, isn't it? Stay there, stay there. Thomas, what have you done down there? What's that? What is it? I think I know. I think you've wiped your hands on your clothes, haven't you? Right, put them on that, please. I was going to take you out later on. You look like a ragamuffin now.
Right.
No, that won't help, will it?
I've got a stain.
You certainly have. You can look an even bigger mess spot than usual. Did you really rub it, or was it just that you dropped some sausage on yourself?
That's lost.
Well, that's different, isn't it? If you drop something, that's better than you just... No, go back, Thomas. Can you not? It's not a tone. Right, rub your hands on that cloth again. Right, I'll wait for this.
Why am I sitting here?
Because wait. I thought you wanted to look at Purdy's present.
I do.
Right, go on. We don't know what's in it, so we better open it. It hasn't actually come addressed to Purdy. It's come to P. Sykes, which could be Purdy Sykes, but I think it's more likely to be Peter, as in Daddy, don't you?
Does everything start with P? Peter. Peter. That's the Peter the heater.
Peter the heater. Oh, we could do with him and plug him in on a gold, eh? Aren't we? Right, let's see.
I snag it on the boat with it. It's all got Purdy on it, so it must be for Purdy.
Right. It's a free sample from Sainsbury's Pet Club.
Food.
Oh wow, look at that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 sachets of cat food. What a lucky pass. Goodness me, that's worth a lot of money. There's one with rabbit in gravy, whiskers with turkey in gravy, whiskers with tuna in jelly, whiskers with chicken in jelly, whiskers with salmon and prawn in jelly, and whiskers with beef in jelly. Oh no.
What?
There's no orangutan. Yeah. No whiskers with orangutan in jelly or gravy or... Oh, and the whiskers says whiskers with life care for a long healthy life. Well, Freddie's had quite a long healthy life already. Hasn't she? Just leave them in. No, leave them in. But no, leave them in there, Thomas, please.
Two.
Leave them in there, please.
Three. Four, five, six.
There's bound to be a little trick now.
What?
It wants us to fill in a questionnaire. It says, would your cat choose whiskers? And it asks us all sorts of things like, do we feed our cat whiskers regularly?
Oh, come on, do a thing.
And where do we buy it from? Oh, and then there's some vouchers to us. Look at that. And we go, I said I wanted some cat food, didn't I? We don't actually have to buy any now. Money we better have in case she doesn't like that. But she always has whiskers anyway.
That's whiskers because
it hasn't. It's two pouches free. You can buy 10, a 12 for the price of 10 because they're obviously new, aren't they?
Cat food.
Now then, look at this. Can you see this nice picture? Mm-hmm. Who's that look like? Apart from it's not as fluffy.
Purdy.
And look at this picture. Right, how many pussycats are there?
Not telling you.
Well, start at the white.
I forgot.
Well, start at the white.
Nine.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 Okay. Clever boy. Right, who's that one look like? That white one looks like Snowy, Mummy's pussy cat at home.
Purdy.
It just looks like Purdy. That looks like
Felix.
That looks like Felix. That one looks like that baddie grey and white cat that comes and duffs Purdy up.
Another
one. Oh, actually, no, that looks like Felix. But who does that look like?
Really?
No, Nana Bilby's pussy cat. Doesn't it? That looks more like Phoenix and that looks like Gelly. Don't know a cat like that, do you?
Paddy.
Who's?
Mrs. Ashworth's.
Mrs. Ashworth's cat? Oh, right, okay. Your nursery teacher's cat.
Oh, I know Mrs. Dandy's.
I know who that looks like. Molly next door.
And Purdy.
And Purdy yet again. Only that's more like Purdy, but that's a little tabby, isn't it? How nice. A nine pussy cat. Should we give them all a name?
Fluffy, Duppy, Mummy, Nunny, Wunny, Honey, Dunny, Silly.
Honey, Dunny and Silly?
Silly.
Well, I would say Snowy, Purdy, Ginger, Felix, Buddy Cat, Gelly, Daisy, because it looks like a daisy. I think we've got a book about a cat that looks like that called Daisy.
Molly. Buddy Cat, Buddy Cat.
And we can't call that Purdy, we'll call it Purds.
Oh, that's good. Purd, Word.
Purdy the Word.
Right. Can
I
just see on the back of them?
There you go, there. Oh, it's just telling you how to open packets, isn't it? Well, when she comes in, we'll tell her she's got a really nice present.
Can I choose which one?
Yeah, I think she's alright actually for now, because I just fed her before we had our lunch. Isn't that nice? So that's. Ow! Find my foot. So that's from Sainsbury's Pet Club.
Hello there, Pet Club.
Well, we do, because when you were a baby.
Mm-hmm.
We filled in a little form at both Tesco and Sainsbury's. And what they do every now and again, they send a magazine. And it was all about...
Baby!
Yes, it was all about young babies. And they would send little offers, little vouchers, so that when we went to the shop, we could buy things for the baby cheaper. Certain things.
Red! Red!
Oh, it's not red again, is it? It's not. Oh, dear me. The problem with that, the battery must not have been a new one that we put in.
Another flat one.
Anyway, you know, one of them, I think it's Sainsbury's, still send us things because it's 0-5 club. But Tesco's have stopped sending us free things. But Sainsbury's had a pet club. And so Daddy, this is why it comes to Mr. P. Sykes, Daddy filled in a little form. So we now get vouchers and a magazine for Purdy every now and then.
Oh!
Right, so we've had to sort this battery out.
Yes, we have. Mm.